Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. A pan-Canadian convoy of trucks arrived in Ottawa over the weekend, bringing thousands of protesters to Parliament Hill. The Freedom Convoy, a total of 70 kilometers in length, arrived in Ottawa around noon on Saturday and continued pouring in throughout the weekend. The organization's stated intention was to gridlock the downtown core to demand the federal government repeal vaccine mandates. CHUO was present at the Hill on Saturday to speak to protesters, many of whom had a similar reason for attending.
We want our freedom and rights back, and we would not wait for anybody.
We need freedom.
Freedom. Back to normal.
I want to be able to just live my life as I was before.
Just want to end the mandates. I would like them to stop giving money to the provinces to enforce the mandates.
However, some residents were there because they wanted to witness history in the making.
I'm from Ottawa. I want to see what everyone had to say and why they're here. And I'm curious. This is kind of a historic moment, and I'd like to see it. I think most of the mandates that a lot of people are upset about seem to be on the provincial level. Everyone seems to have a problem with Justin Trudeau. A lot of guys coming from Quebec. That's not Trudeau doing that. A lot of people from Ontario. That's not Trudeau. That's Doug. I'm a little confused. I think people are kind of mixing up why they're here, I think. You know what? Truckers who have an issue with not wanting to get vaccinated, well, hey, man, fair enough. It's your right to come protest, but it seems odd that everyone's here saying F*** Trudeau and Liberty, and it's like, hey man, you're on the Parliament Hill screaming F*** the leader, I think you're pretty free.
A GoFundMe in support of the movement was started on January 14th with a goal of raising $9 million. As of Sunday, the page has raised over $870 million from over 108,000 donors. The movement began as a response to an announcement from the federal government made in November, declaring that truckers passing through the U.S.-Canada border would need to be fully vaccinated by January 15th. Jason LaFasse, the main organizer for the Ontario convoy, told the media last week that the movement has evolved to be about more than just the mandates.
And this is a historic moment for all of us. We are going to show the world that we are a peaceful nation. So it started off with the mandates, right? And that's what kickstarted the movement. But speaking to the truckers, all the truckers are saying this. It's not just about the mandates anymore. It's about everything that the government has done to people.
The movement has recently come under fire for attracting support from several extremist movements, which have joined the convoy's trek across the country. However, a handful of the organizers have been identified as having taken part in other extremist groups or movements, leading many to conclude extremist views are integral to the convoy's messaging. LaFasse himself has been accused of making racist remarks against the black community when in late 2020 he threatened to cover up a mural in Sudbury painted by civil rights group Black Lives Matter. LaFasse later apologized and also admitted to a previous affiliation with white supremacist group, the Soldiers of Odin. The convoy's Alberta organizer, Pat King, has also been linked to the Soldiers of Odin. In late 2020, he was identified by a news outlet in Red Deer as the leader of a counter-protest at an anti-racism rally accompanied by the Soldiers of Odin. Several of the convoy's sponsors, such as local publication The Capital Voice and organization Canada Unity, have also been linked to far-right movements. James Botter is the president of Canada Unity and the main organizer of the Freedom Convoy. He has been pitching the idea for a coast-to-coast Canada Unity drive for over 2 years. In February 2019, Botter posted about his vision on Facebook, saying, "We want to arrive in Ottawa and tell Trudeau that diversity is not what this country is all about." In response to criticism from media and the public alike, the organization has publicly condemned acts of racism via their Instagram. Last week, the Ottawa Police and the City of Ottawa issued statements warning residents to avoid the downtown core. Ottawa police said on Saturday that they were being assisted by the RCMP, as well as police forces from Durham, York, and Toronto. On Friday, Chief Peter Slowly told residents to prepare for traffic impacts and risks to public safety.
The main demonstrations will commence tomorrow, will continue through the weekend, and may continue into the following week. We know that there will be demonstrators from across Canada, including Ottawa residents. Public safety is paramount in all such demonstrations and will be in this demonstration. The demonstrations this weekend will be unique, fluid, risky, and significant.
The police issued follow-up statements throughout the weekend, saying they will release more information as it becomes available. As of Sunday afternoon, there have been no arrests or injuries reported in relation to the demonstrations. The protesters say they are prepared to stay in Ottawa until all mandates have been lifted. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.